Afternoon, folks. Good to have you joining with us today. Dr. Martin boots. I don't know if you ever had a pair. These are a really, really old pair of Dr. Martens. I remember whenever I was a little boy, my cousin used to wear these, and he handed me down a pair whenever I was probably about 10 or 11 years of age, and I loved them. And then whenever I started to work, they were selling them in a shop here in Lisburn, and they went and got a pair of Dr. Martin boots well over 20 years ago, these cherry red Dr. Martens. And anybody that knows anything about Dr. Martin boots knows that if they're stamped in the bottom with made in England, they're certainly old boots. I think they were better quality back in those days, I have to confess as well. But there you have it, Dr. Martin's boots. I don't wear them very often. I think the dog's fighting with the neighbours here, so... Tozer! Come on. I'm trying to teach him to love his neighbours himself, but it's not going too well. But in the Second World War, Claus Martin was a soldier, and he sustained an ankle injury, and he came up with the idea of his own boots, Dr. Martin boots. And he designed his own boots, and they had the famous air cushion soles. So they're quite comfortable, they're relatively lightweight, they're fairly flexible, and have been very, very popular over many years with all sorts of different people, mods, rockers, punks, and now all sorts of respectable people are wearing Dr. Martin boots. My dad never liked me wearing them whenever I was young. He used to call them Boover boots for some reason, and said that, well, I just don't want you wearing those boots. But there you have it. They were very popular whenever I was at school, Dr. Martin's boots and shoes. In fact, from about third year right through to fifth year and beyond, that's all that we wore at school was Dr. Martin's. But there you have it, friends, Dr. Martin boots. You say, well, what are you speaking about these for in a devotional message today? Well, just on the sole of the boot, there's a little bit of writing. Oil, fat, acid, petrol, alkali resistant. Dr. Martin's air cushion sole. Oil, fat, acid, petrol, and alkali resistant. So the talk is that the soles are resistant to all of those types of substances that might otherwise corrode the soles of normal boots and shoes. And so that makes them very attractive for people in the workplace. I suppose people working in a factory setting or people working in a farm or some other place, they tried to market Dr. Martin's by saying that the soles were oil, fat, acid, petrol, and alkaline resistant. So the soles of Dr. Martin boots are resistant to all sorts of different things. And there's a lesson in that, I think, for us all. Just as the soles of these boots are supposedly resistant to all of the different irritants and substances that could otherwise destroy them, so it is with the Christian and their standing in Jesus Christ. Whenever the Lord justifies a person, cleanses them from their sin, forgives them, and clothes them in the righteousness of Christ, that is a once-for-all act. Nothing can change a true Christian's standing in Christ and union with God through Christ. And in the book of Romans, I think we have this very, very plainly and clearly laid out. Let me just read the last verses of Romans chapter 8, verse 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Now here's the verses that I really want you to think about if you're a believer, or maybe you're not yet a Christian and you're afraid that if you become a Christian, you couldn't keep it, you couldn't stand, you couldn't live the Christian life. Listen to what Paul says, Romans 8:35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? All of these different things that can worry us and unsettle us. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, no. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. The salvation that the Christian enjoys is persecution proof, it's tribulation proof, it's temptation proof. The justification that we enjoy is secured in Christ, who never fails. And in Jesus Christ there's victory from all of these things that might upset us and distress us. So child of God, take comfort, take encouragement. There's security in Christ. And if you're not yet a believer, if you're not yet saved, give your heart, give your life to Christ today. Turn from your sin, trust the Savior, and the Lord promises to keep you. Friends, thank you so much for listening. See you next time.